Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the CD. Let me also commend your able leadership and the efforts of the Secretariat, which have led us to the resumption of the CD session today. I would like to assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. As the new head of the delegation of the Republic of Korea to this august body, I look forward to cooperating wholeheartedly with other colleagues to move the agenda of the CD forward. Mr. President, over the recent years, we have witnessed indications of weakening international disarmament regimes and a deteriorating international security situation. Now we have another cause for concern, the COVID-19 pandemic and its collective response. Some even argue that the coronavirus is a decisive test for the overall UN system, and multilateralism is now facing a challenge. In this respect, I hope that the resumption of the CD today will serve to revive the momentum for dialogue. I know I should not be overly ambitious, but I look forward to fresh impetus for genuine and sincere discussions among states on both long-standing and newly emerging agenda, which will contribute to revitalizing the CD. At this juncture, resources for disarmament-related issues and platforms are becoming more and more scarce. However, as the chair noted, there is a call for us as a disarmament community to make even more effective and efficient use of the CD. In my view, one way doing that is to generate constructive and positive impetus for dialogue and cooperation in preparation for the NPT review conference. In doing so, I believe that there is a real need to adjust ourselves to the new reality presented by COVID-19 pandemic, rather than adhering to the old ways of thinking and working. For instance, we need to actively embrace the new and evolving approach of virtual discussions on key disarmament agenda. Ultimately, in this shifting international security landscape, the continuation of the habit of dialogue is much more important than the format. I hope that we may all share this sense of urgency. Mr. President, let me briefly touch upon the current situation on the Korean Peninsula. The recent developments on the Korean Peninsula are certainly regrettable, but we are not discouraged. My government will make every effort to overcome the difficulties. We continue to pursue complete denuclearization and the establishment of lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula. We firmly believe that genuine and lasting peace and stability can be realized only through peaceful means such as dialogue and diplomacy. In this regard, I would like to express our sincere appreciation for the international community's strong support. We will certainly continue to count on you. Mr. President, as I embark upon my time in Geneva, I would like to take this opportunity to say to all in the disarmament community that it will be my pleasure and honor to work with all of you in the months and years ahead. I deeply appreciate the warm welcome extended to me by ambassadors and colleagues from the disarmament community. I'm very much open to listening to your opinions and guidance, and I look forward to cooperating with you all. I thank you, Mr. President.